The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 3. Friday, Suggested Verses. Judges 9:11. But the fig tree said to them, "Shall I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave over the trees?" Philippians 1:22-25. But if I am to live in the flesh, if this to me is fruit for my work, then I do not know what I will choose. But I am constrained between the two, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for this is far better, but to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. And being confident of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of the faith. Philippians 1:7. Even as it is right for me to think this concerning you all, because you have me in your heart, since both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all fellow partakers with me of grace. Philippians 2:17-18. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and I rejoice together with you all. And in like manner you also rejoice and you rejoice together with me. Song of Songs 4:12-13. A garden enclosed is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates with choicest fruit. Morning Nourishment. Judges 9:11 tells us that the fig tree represents sweetness and good fruit. It speaks of the sweetness and satisfaction of Christ as our supply. The sweetness and satisfaction of the Lord is our supply. The more we are pressed, we may be sure the more we will be satisfied. The pressure only causes us to realize his sweetness and his satisfaction. This is Christ as the fig tree. Paul's use of the word fruit in Philippians 1:22 indicates that his work was actually his living. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, he was living in prison. He was not working. This indicates that his living was his work. From such a living work, fruit would come forth. The fruit of this work was Christ lived out, magnified, and ministered to others. The fruit of Paul's work was thus the transfusion of Christ into others. In the body life, there is the urgent need of certain ones to function as channels of supply. We need members like Paul. When such members die, the transfusion of Christ is, in a very real sense, interrupted. But as long as such ones are with us, the transfusion continues, unabated, and we can boast in them in Christ. The leading ones in all the local churches should be such channels, such means of supply. There needs to be some members to function as channels through which others may enjoy Christ and grow in life. Because Paul was the kind of member, he chose to remain and continue with the saints for their progress and their joy in the faith so that they could glory in him in Christ. If the saints are to experience Christ, there is a need for someone to serve as such a channel. In certain countries, there is no way for people to experience Christ, because there is not even one person in that country who truly lives Christ and magnifies him. As a result, the believers there have no way to enjoy Christ. There is a great need for people like Paul. When Paul was alive, many could experience Christ and have the progress and joy in the faith. We come now to the pomegranates. What do they represent? When you see a ripe pomegranate, you immediately realize the abundance and the beauty of life. When you enjoy and experience Christ as the wheat, as the barley, as the vine, and as the fig tree, the beauty of Christ is about you, and the abundance of the life of Christ is with you. This is the experience of Christ as a pomegranate. When others touch you, they will sense the loveliness and attractiveness of Christ, and an abundance of life will be imparted to them. The hem of the high priest's robe is a sign of fullness, and the fullness of Christ is the church. Therefore, the pomegranates and bells on the hem must be matters related to the church. The pomegranates and bells were the bottom part of the robe, which signifies the church. The pomegranates were made of linen, signifying humanity, and the bells were made of gold, signifying divinity. Fullness of life is expressed in the church's humanity, but the voice of warning is expressed in the church's divinity, as signified by the golden bells. The proper speaking of the church always comes from her divinity. We all need to learn to be little bells, uttering a sound that has its source in divinity, not humanity.